This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cannon of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being riding.
We've done 99 episodes of riddles.
You take one down, you pass it around. 98 episodes of riddles on the wall.
98 episodes of riddle on the wall. 98 episodes of riddles.
Three are good, the rest are bad. 97 riddles.
I was
99 riddles and puzzles that we've done so far.
Some are good and most are bad. You can pretty much lose the first 40.
It's a riddle. I'm Addle 99 Refi.
I'm JP69C.
And I'm Aaron 99 Problems, but a riddle ain't one key. 99 episodes.
And yet we're almost to 100. This is wild.
That 99 Problems, by the way, has one of my favorite lines in a song, which is loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. Oh, I love that line.
Is that
That's a 99 bottles of beer? It's a 99 bottles of beer. It's in the middle when Jay-Z does a verse, and it's just about a guy who runs his mouth as he's drinking the beer.
I 100% thought you were doing a bit where I thought you were going to go, yeah, that song has one of my favorite lyrics of all time, which is, and I have a tattoo of it, one of my favorite lyrics of all time is 57 bottles of beer on the wall. Just really hits home for me.
Because my dad would die when he was 57, and it just every time that comes in, it slaps.
Who is that? Cat Stevens?
Slaps. Yeah.
My dad's still alive.
Well, we're in our penultimate episode. 100.
No, wait. Not what that means.
Well, what I mean is that
so many people think that we're
almost at our series finale.
I think every episode we lose thousands of listeners because they think we're being serious about it being our last episode.
That's a serious rap on Aaron Keefe. Aaron Keefe, everybody.
I hated all y'all. You guys. I'm out. No, I didn't. I didn't hate anyone.
So I believe for 99.
Any joy to share? Any joy to share before we get into it?
Any joy? Well, should the three of us sing Imagine? Would that be fun?
Oh, yes. God. So here's the thing about this. This whole lockdown was so long ago now that...
How long ago was it?
I had completely forgot about Gal Gadot's Imagine, and I was like... I remembered that earlier today. I remembered that that happened, or someone reminded me that that happened, I think. And I was like, holy shit, that was this year. That happened just a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago.
It's wild to think that John Lennon died in January.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It seems like so long ago, and it was just January.
Any joy to share, though? Any bright spots?
Yeah, I can start. Do you I guess this is a bright spot. This week, so as everyone knows, I like to keep up my steps. I've been trying to keep up my steps during lockdown. I have a treadmill in my apartment, and I play video games on my treadmill. I'm not sure if I've talked about this on the show. I'm assuming that I have, but it's a good way to just get steps in and feel active. So I have every day since March 1st, I have done 15,000 steps a day, but I I guess it was earlier in the week, I was like, I want to set my all-time in a day step record. So I looked up what it was, and it was 40, like Fitbit gives you badges for how many steps you get, and it was like 45,000 steps, and I got it in like June of 2018 or something. It was like, you know, I was outside, I was walking a lot because it was the summer. And I was like, 45,000 steps, that's what I'm going to be. I'm going to do 50,000 steps. And I set aside a whole like day to like do it, to accomplish it. And I walked for like 8 hours and I took spaghetti at a munch. And then I went on like a run. And that was a big mistake because I should only have walked because it hurt so much more to just run a little bit of it. But I did 60,000. So I beat my old record by 15,000,
wow,
which is like 28 miles. And I felt pretty good. And then like I took a bath, I took some ibuprofen, I drank a shit ton of water. And then like the next day I was in the car for like 3.5 hours. And as soon as I got out of the car, and I felt great. And as soon as I got out of the car, I was like, oh, my whole body's falling apart. Everything hurts. But I was pretty proud of that. Cause it was like something that I'd been meaning to do for a while, and I just set aside some time and I did it, and it made me feel great.
I think the next step from here, Japes, is for you to do the Proclaimers workout.
Which is walk 500 miles.
Uh-huh. And then walk after you're done, you take more. A quick rest, walk 500 more, just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles.
And if I hate
when him, I wake up, well, you know I'm going to be.
I'm going to be the man who comes and walks on you.
Adel, bright spots.
Oh, sorry.
No,
Adel, bright spots.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that Proclaimer song, there's an episode of How I Met Your Mother where like that song is stuck in Ted Jason or Marshall's Siegel, yeah, or someone's like player, and they play it on a car trip for like 14 hours. I did that on a trip from Indianapolis to Washington, D.C. On the whole way back, we only listened to that song. And I thought everyone in the car, as we were agreeing to do that, was like my brother, my friend Mikey, my friend Frank, I think from high school. I think it was the four of us. I thought everyone was aware of that episode of How I Met Your Mother, but they weren't. And it was truly wild to do. Like it's a 14-hour drive. We only listened to that song. And it's true. Like it's true what they say about in the episode, how like you go through peaks and valleys of like people are into it, everybody's singing. And I remember driving into Indianapolis when we could see the skyline. We were just belting at that song as loud as we could. And it had been 14 hours of listening to that just nonstop. We only listened to that song. It was a maddening experience.
How did you manage that?
And also when you say Indianapolis skyline, you mean that there's a rooster standing on top of one of the ranch homes?
I'm sorry. We had just gotten a skyline chili in Indianapolis. It was the very first one. But
there's a rooster standing on top of a man. He's wearing the rooster as a hat.
I think it just should tell you a lot about who I am and about what I'm capable of.
Did Mikey like it?
He liked it. Mikey liked it. Thank you, Adel.
Aaron, my bright spot is yesterday was my birthday. It was just fun to have. I mean, I feel like every person I know texted me to say, happy birthday. I hope you're having a good one, all things considered. And I was like, yeah, things are real bad, but also, you know, we all know that. But yeah, Gemma and I, we watched RuPaul's, Drag Race All-Stars season 2, which is phenomenal. We got some sushi. I had some, I ordered my favorite pie from Milk Bar in New York, and, yeah, we had a good time. So that was a bright spot to just have a little fun birthday.
That's awesome.
Okay. Adel, I would just like to say, for the record, my birthday text to you says, happy birthday. I hope you have a great day when you wake up in 5 hours.
And he sent me that at like 10 a.m.
Did you send that at 4 p.m.?
I said that at 10 a.m. And he texted me back at 1:12 p.m. Thank you, brother. Joke's on you. I woke up 3.5 hours later. But I almost wrote in my text to you, I was like, best birthday that you can, everything that, but I didn't because I was like, nobody wants to hear that on their birthday.
It is weird where I'm like, it goes without saying, like, you don't have to go through that, you know, it goes without saying. Also, since you read your text to me, I do want to read Aaron's. Aaron says, happy birthday, Adel. It's been such an awesome adventure to have you in my life. I hope you have the best day ever. And I replied back at 1:14 p.m., fuck you.
He said, lose my number. And I said, okie dokie.
You said okie dokie desperate.
That's what I say. That's what I say to my dry cleaner. Lose my number.
You're like, somebody else's shirts.
Yeah.
I have a coat I have my eye on back there. Look at that coat. That's a nice coat. Okay.
Aaron, tell us about your bright spots.
Not a lot. I will say I got to watch my friends Erica and Charlie marry each other over Zoom. this past Saturday. Charlie is a fan of his show.
Oh, wow.
He's of a show, probably more than one show. He's a fan of this show. He's been to some live shows. He talked to JPC in the street once, I think, if you remember him, JPC.
Outside a taco place, yes.
How do you know
him?
Oh,
nice. College, and they were just friends in college, and then they fell in love, and they're two of the nicest people ever. And it really did feel like, you know, in like every young adult novel about the, like, that's a dystopian future,
and one of them is like sick and can't leave the house or something.
Yeah, or just like Hunger Games type thing. There's always a wedding of the two best people getting married, and I was like, this is what it feels like. It feels like it's the end of the world, and the two, it's like Finnick and Annie, or like Bill and Fleur. You really just get to witness the most beautiful people getting married. So that was really cool to see a wedding over Zoom.
And so he was bitten by a werewolf?
Yeah, I don't know. I should probably text him, get a full update.
If it's a Bill and Floor, then he was bitten by a werewolf.
Yes. Now I'm remembering the Harry Potter.
Aaron, I forgot one of my bright spots. I forgot one of my other bright spots, which is this is episode 99, and our old man Puzzles is spooky, sleepy witch Aaron Keefe.
Ooh, I'm too tired. Too tired to even do the bit. All right, so we're going to do a one warm-up riddle, okay?
Okay.
And it's from a listener.
Hold on, I got to get warmed up myself then.
All right, you got to do 60,000 steps. All right, this is from Alice, and Alice has submitted a bunch of riddles, and I'm just going to use one today. I'm going to save the rest for later, Alice. Are you ready?
Ready.
I'm ready. Alice, are you ready?
Alice? Yes. Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa. What a voice.
Invisible, a line. I can change over time. And if we meet, I will just greet you with a simple sign.
Is it Invisalign?
I'm sorry, Aaron, you are reading the copy for our Invisalign ad.
Invisalign, for when braces are just too much. guys, I went to the dentist today to get refitted for my mouth guard, or to get my new mouth guard. It didn't fit. I had to get refitted, and I threw up on the lady again who fit it for me.
Aww. That's so
second
sweet.
Time that's happened. That's
did she remember spot. You?
No, they had. You know what's really embarrassing is I originally had the girl I originally threw up on, and then when she realized she didn't fit, she sent another woman in there. And I was like, you know it's about to happen.
I do want to see a quick commercial. Japes and Aaron, you are spokespeople for Invisalign. Their new motto is Invisalign. They're like ghost braces, and you have to try and create a commercial around that catchphrase.
Got it. Ooh, is it drafty in this old house?
Ooh, it feels like awfully cold in this old house.
Yeah, I feel like it's like the temperature just dropped like 15 degrees. Something just touched my arm.
Me too.
Holy
in the
shit.
Curtains.
Shelly, something just touched my fucking arm. What's going on?
I have feelings for you, and normally I would kiss you, but my teeth are not in line.
What's wrong with your fucking teeth, whore?
More.
Good?
More. Yes.
More?
No, maybe. Yeah, okay.
Your damn ass problem, you shit bird?
Good.
What is happening in your house where this is the first...
I don't know. I just bought this house from my dead grandpa. I guess I inherited it.
Yeah,
is what I meant to say.
Your dead grandpa is a piece of.
He's a doo doo bird. He's a whore.
Same.
He's a big piece of whore.
If same. Only we would have gotten to the Invisalign. We promise.
Yeah,
okay.
We like to. We're trying to make our scenes go a little longer, everyone, because we really want to get into the meat of what improv is all about.
Invisible, a line I can change over time, and if we meet, I will just greet. You with a simple sign.
Is this like a longitude, latitude, or like a state line? Like anytime you cross a state and it's like pure Michigan?
It's actually pretty
close.
Driving on a road? Like a horizon?
No, the state line thing is...
This begs the question, Japes, do you think you can drive on a horizon?
A vertical horizon. Does anyone remember their song? Oh, it'd be the perfect time to sing it.
Oh, okay, hold on. Everything I'm winning, and I'm still with it.
Nope.
Okay, give me another try. Hammer's in my hand again.
Okay. Wait.
Vertical Horizon.
God damn it.
Vertical Horizon is the movie with Dennis Quaid. It's set in space.
Nope,
Lawrence
that's
Fishburne.
Not it.
Okay, all right.
That is not Farron. It.
That's Event Horizon. Vertical Horizon. I saw them in concert. I saw them with Third Eye Blind and Goo Goo Dolls, Let's see. Vertical horizon.
Vertical horizon.
Vertical horizon. Aaron, is this the appropriate time?
Yeah, definitely. Oh.
He is everything you want. He is everything.
That's the answer.
He is everything inside of you.
Oh my God, you guys got it.
You can be.
Would you like a hint?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
It's also a name of a bookstore that no longer exists. No such thing as a bookstore.
Barnes and Nobles.
Walden Books. Borders. No, it's a border. Yeah,
a border.
That's what I was kind of saying with the state lines, but I just didn't voice it properly.
I needed you to say the word. That's why I said you were close. All right, so that's the riddle from Alice. Yay, Alice.
Thank you, Alice.
We're ready for another riddle.
Wait, we appreciate you, Alice, more than you'll ever know.
Can I just say something that I feel kind of shitty saying this, but I feel like, you know, I saw something about donating to Doctors Without Borders, and I feel like it's fine if you donate, but also none of us have borders. Like, I guess they have an online presence, but just go to a different bookstore. I don't know. I don't see what the big deal is.
That's the message that you want to send. I don't mean to brag. I don't mean to just flop my wad on the table. I just donated $500 to Doctors Without KB Toys. I'm sorry. I'm a hero.
And I donated
Doctors
to Nurses
Without Toys or Us.
I donated to Nurses Without Babbages. It sucks that.
Is TCBY still around? Never mind.
Oh,
doesn't
the
matter.
Country's best yogurt? Oh, you better believe it.
Oh, yeah. The country's best is still to come. TCBY.
With painstaking attention to detail, Candy writes down all the lurid, juicy specifics of a crime. She is not a police officer, but she wears a uniform. Candy follows every word spoken with great interest, but she isn't involved with anyone in the trial and has no vested interest in the outcome.
She's a nosy fuck.
Why does Candy follow the crime, and what does she do for a living?
Nosy fuck. Professional nosy fuck.
Why does Candy follow the crime sounds like a pop song. Why does Candy follow the crime?
And Japes, I'm thinking of someone who sings that. And say it on three. One, two, three. Robin.
Event Horizon.
Britney Spears.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
So Candy writes down all the juicy deets, all the Lydia deets, and she's not like a court. Is she a court sketch artist or something?
Not quite.
Is she a stenographer?
Not quite.
Can you read the last part of it again?
She is a true crime podcast host. I'm just kidding. you're really, just keep guessing where you were guessing. Keep guessing guesses.
She's a lawyer.
Keep guessing guesses.
Oh, she's on the jury.
Little to your right.
She's a lady. Whoa. She's a lady.
She's a novelist bailiff.
No.
Talking about the novelist bailiff.
Yes,
the doctor was
the judge
was the woman.
The last clue for this, and I don't know who wouldn't get it after this, she is sitting on a bench and she is wearing a robe.
Jesus.
Well, I've done that when I'm hungover.
That hint,
wear your robe to the park, sit on a bench, feed the ducks.
That hint is a giant fuck you.
Sad wizard.
I do want to see a scene. Japes and Aaron, you're on a first date. Aaron, you are a lady judge. Of course, that's the term they prefer to be called.
Sure.
You're a lady judge, and you're holding court.
I think it's judgeette at all.
JPC called me a whore in this episode. We're saying judgeette.
We are digging
a hole.
This is honestly good. Because you said judgeette, I do have to bring this up. There is no God, but I swear to no God that this is real. I had a dream 3 nights ago that JPC came over to my house, and as soon as he opened the door. I didn't let him in. He opened the door and went, da, 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 start spreading your legs. I don't know why I dreamt that, but Dream JPC did sing that.
Oh, my God. You guys, you know what I just realized? I don't think I've ever dreamt about either of you. I'm not even kidding.
I feel like rude. 10 years from now, people are going to be like, the only things they'll remember about me is like, didn't you call Aaron a whore a bunch and like fuck Adel, like burst into his apartment and fuck him? And I'll be like, no, that was a scene in a dream.
That was JP Dreams. JP
like,
Dreams.
I'm out of context. Yeah.
You know what they say, the things you say in scenes are the things you think in real life.
Happen in your dreams.
If JP Dreams kills you in your dreams, you die in real life. So we take you to a restaurant where Aaron, as the judgette, is holding court at this date.
Order, order. I would like to order a side of garlic bread, please.
And very good. Very good.
Overruled. Oh, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm over rolls. I'm over these rolls. Can you get them away from here?
Yes, I'll take them away. And sir, do you mind putting your hand on this menu?
I guess not. No.
Okay. And can you repeat after me? I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear.
That I'm up to no good.
I'm up to no good.
Very good, sir. What will you have?
I'll have the Caesar salad.
Oh, a history fan. All right, I'll be right back.
Okay, I don't, just salad fan. This is great. I've never been to this restaurant. This
Can
is
you
a
start
fun
by saying, Your Honor, I've never been to this restaurant. Sorry.
Oh, no, I guess it's because you're a judge, right?
Yeah, also I'm feeling a tiny bit uncomfortable just to get me like to ease me into this. Can you just do like an old-timey southern lawyer voice just so I feel like more at home?
Oh, yeah.
Your Honor, this is a nice restaurant. And it's
great. And not to be too forward, but like if we ever hook up, that is the voice I would like you to use.
Hey, can I just pause and just back up real quick? I'm so down and willing to do all this. Like, we're going to have sex, though, right? Like,
Yeah, we're going to.
This just seems like a super ton of work, like, front-loaded work to do if it's going to end
well,
with,
what
like,
does that mean?
No, I just, like, I'm into this. Like, this is your kink, and I'm ready to make it happen. I just, like, just
to
cards on the table. I want to make sure that I...
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this man does not want to do any work or emotional labor
in
order to have sex with me.
As a point of order, I was willing to do the requisite amount of regular date work, have small talk and conversation, but what you said to me now, I see.
Gavel, I owe you nothing, sir. To jail you go.
Sorry, I'm just sitting at the next table, but we have found your date guilty of portraying Foghorn Leghorn.
Okay, I'm sorry that I don't have a repertoire.
I'll have
Southern
what she's
lawyers.
Having.
Scene. We're almost 100 episodes in and we still can't do scenes.
You guys, I like have been going back in preparation of our 100th episode. I've been going back and listening to some of our old episodes. We used to do scenes.
Yeah.
I don't know when we stopped like doing scenes.
We never did scenes.
We all just got too impatient.
Yeah.
So this next one, I read it out loud to Sean and he really suggested I do this on the show because he thinks it's going to make the two of you very angry.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Ready.
Two fugly podcast hosts are killed in their beds.
One fish, two fish, ugly Adel, ugly JPC.
Aww.
No, yeah, I'm kidding.
I'm
it's
angry.
A joke. Happy birthday.
Fuck you.
Josh loves mysticism, fun, and adventure.
So
unfortunately.
So sorry, Aaron. What was that? Josh loves what?
Mysticism.
It's what I say when I sneeze.
Pardon me. Mysticism.
Or just Nebraska, Oklahoma, mysticism, Kansas.
Where's mysticism? Is it like Arkansas? That
it,
like,
it
Oklahoma
hovers
area?
Above. It hovers above Florida.
One, two, three, four, five, six, eight. I'm sorry. I'm mysticism.
Okay. Josh, I'm glad that you're having fun before I break your heart. Josh loves
Brad
mysticism.
Pitt and Morgan Freeman? I never saw this.
What's
I guess
in
you
box?
Could say I'm Mr. Seven.
Do like seven more.
I can't.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Josh loves mysticism. Okay, shut up. Shut up, Aaron. Okay, shut up. Josh loves... Josh loves mysticism, fun, and adventure. Unfortunately, he wakes up one morning feeling heavy and notices his clothes no longer fit. Unable to figure out what's going on, he goes downstairs to greet his mother, who takes one look at him and screams. Dismayed, Josh immediately leaves home with no plan to return. After several weeks of trying to adjust to a new lifestyle, Josh returns home and everything becomes normal again.
Josh,
why does Josh's mother scream, and where does he go when he runs away?
Josh ate one of those pieces of gum from Willy Wonka. He had to go to the juicing room. He comes back. He's normal. Everything's fine.
Oompa Loompa doopity-day. I gotta see a scene. Okay. Before we get into it, Adel, you are JPC's chaperone. He got a golden ticket, and you are going through the chocolate factory, and you two have gotten separated from everyone else and about to hit whatever problem you're going to hit.
Thank you so much for bringing me along. You know, me, Grandpa Frank, I haven't been out of bed in 27 years.
Okay, it's...
look at me dance. Look, 23 skidoo. This is how we used to dance in 1989.
Stop, Frank. Frank, you're gonna give us away. You gotta tone it down, okay?
Okay.
I paid you $20. I said pretend to be my Grandpa Frank. You're a bedridden man. You gotta tone it way down. Everybody suspects that you're an actor.
Can I tell you something? I'll keep your secret.
Secret. Yes.
I saw your golden ticket, and it's just a parking ticket colored yellow.
I know, but it got us in the door. Please, okay, I want to win this chocolate factory. I promise you, you have to tone it down. Look, okay. We're in this room with all these soda bottles, okay?
Yeah.
Let's have some fun. Oh. Let's drink some soda.
I get it. We have to burp.
God, Frank, I promise you that's... No, stop. I promise you that's not what it is.
We have to shit our pants. Please, Charlie.
Cover salt into the room. We are here, I am here, in a world of all of this soda.
He's grabbed this person's head and twist.
No! Oh, God! Frank, you... Okay.
Okay, I know how to get out of this. We have to burp. Wait.
Taking the man who has kept us in here, we're stuck here, and we're going to take him away.
They should have planned out these rhymes. Rhyme,
not even in scenes.
I don't think they were planning on him dying.
Scene.
If they knew he was going to die, they would have come up with a rhyme.
Oompa. This is the best day ever. This is the best fucking day ever.
I love the idea. Oh, I love the idea of the Oompa Loompas being like, Oompa, Doompa, Doompity, Doo. What else?
There are scan kids the room. That are dying in. Holy. There's a table and a chaise lounge, too.
Oompa, Doompa, Doo. Stupidy silver. Oh, fuck. Why did we do this one?
What do you do when there's blood on the floor? Seriously, Nick, what do we do? Does anyone know?
Oh, man.
Oh,
okay, now
stuff.
I'm having fun. Everything before was a fake. Now it's real. Okay. Why does Josh's mother scream, and where does he go when he runs away?
Aaron, is this maybe a bit of Kafka? As it were, the metamorphosis. I read a book when I was in high school. Franz Kafka.
I read a book when I was in high school. No further questions.
It's also, I think it's a short story.
I've read Highlights magazine.
Does he transform into big freaky bug Kafka? And he hides in this room and he dies as bug Kafka.
Aaron, be honest, is Josh Cockroach? Is Josh Cockroach?
No.
Does he go through a metamorphosis, as it were?
I guess you could call it that.
Does he just put on some weight? Is he depressed?
No.
Is that his clothes got heavy? Wait, what was that?
Felt heavier.
Oh,
is it possible
depression?
That he's... What is it possible, Aaron, that he's not heavy?
He's my brother.
It has nothing to do with depression.
Oompa Loompa, take a load off Annie. that's a fun game. Aaron, can you reread that whole riddle?
Do you want me to reread it or do you want some clues?
Reread it.
I'd like to hear
one
it again.
More reread, yeah.
Josh loves mysticism. Fun and adventure. Unfortunately, he wakes up one morning feeling heavy and notices his clothes no longer fit. Unable to figure out what's going on, he goes downstairs to greet his mother, who takes one look at him and screams. Dismayed, Josh immediately leaves the house with no plans to return. After several weeks of trying to adjust to a new lifestyle, Josh returns home and everything becomes normal again.
Josh is an animagus.
It's mysticism. So he did something
with the occult. Josh's pajama bottom seemed to have shrunk and now only go down to his knees.
Oh, boner.
Josh
got a boner.
Doesn't recognize his own face when he looks in the mirror.
First
Josh
boner.
Josh vaguely remembers making a wish at a carnival the day before the incident.
What the fuck is this
okay.
riddle?
Josh falls in love.
Did he wish to be big? Did he wish
Josh
to be big?
Josh is Tom Hanks and big.
The boy is Josh from the movie Big. Josh's mother screamed because he turned into a 30-year-old man. Tom Hanks, don't mind if I do. He ran away to New York City. This is in a book, and it is the answer is Big.
I want to see a scene. Aaron,
it sucks so bad.
Aaron, you are he's probably like 10 or 12. You're a 12-year-old young lady. You go to a local carnival in, I don't know, fucking Jersey, and you see a Zoltar machine. Japes, your Zoltar. And we see you make a wish.
I'm going to put my quarters in here.
Insert your quarter.
Did you say quarter?
Insert your quarter.
What's a quarter? I'm going to try my quarters.
No, I need a quarter. It's a small coffee.
You want me to go get you a coffee?
Yes.
Okay,
What?
Is Dunkin' Donuts okay?
No, Dunkin' Donuts doesn't have espresso. I need a quarto.
I think they do.
Jeff,
they have a quarto.
Jeff, knock it off. You're scaring this girl.
Hey, Jack, I don't come to where you work and do the ring toss. I just want a short coffee.
You
I want a quarto.
20 minutes ago, you came in and grabbed my ring.
You
and
want a flat white?
A flat white?
I don't know. It's like an Australian thing.
Go to any coffee place in the world. Ask for a quarto. They'll know what the fuck it is. Well, that's not a coffee place. That's a chain. That's a breakfast chain.
All right, fine. I'll go to Starbucks.
Yeah, they're going to have yes, they will. They will. I got a quarto.
There's no Starbucks in this city.
Unplugged.
Oh,
never mind.
Scene unplugged. I love giving a premise and then coming in to just shit all over it.
Oompa Loompa, time for a break. Now
this
we
show
will.
Gives me a headache.
It's time to hear from our sponsors. We'll be back and we'll have some cold sores. What do you get when you go on a break? Why did I rhyme? I've eaten too much cake. Time to go to break right now. If you don't, you'll be a cow.
What do you think of us going to break? Should we have done it way back when we said, why would we keep doing this for so long? I don't think people like this episode.
What do we do if we got one? I'm just kidding. We're actually going to break. We are. Shut up. Aaron, shut up. Break. Okay, we're going to break.
Come with me and we'll be... in a 30-second break right now.
This show's bad.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I just want, I want Clarita to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there. That was...
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPZ, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say,
mm-hmm.
Henson Razors works with standard dual-edge blades to give you the old-school shave with the benefits of new-school tech. Once you own a Henson Razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah, so she's not going
to
be able to
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit hensonshaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle, and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to hensonshaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
Charlie, we're back from break.
I'm the only one left. Everyone else in the factory has been killed. All these other kids have been killed.
Because you did it, Charlie. You killed them all with your brains.
What movie is this? Is a Tim Burton movie, but I'm not sure which one.
Oh, this is Network.
Okay. All right, more riddles.
More riddles, please.
No, and no more messing around. We're doing riddles.
Aww.
Because it's the name of our show.
Mam's going to do a goof on everybody.
No hey, Aaron, more goofs.
Aaron.
What?
Phillip's other podcast host let him dick around.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Phillip doesn't have as good as school lunches as you, so potato, potato.
Yeah, we eat mashed potatoes and they're bad.
Yeah, well, mashed potatoes are too hard to make.
Just buy potatoes. They're cheaper than potatoes.
No. I'm going to keep mashing these potatoes.
Aaron, does this count as goofing around? Are we in trouble?
You're in the biggest of trouble. Here's your riddle. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready, Aaron. And thank you for your service to the podcast.
Bob is a government employee who spends his entire workday sitting down. His customers pay money and watch him sit. Bob ignores these customers while he looks outside through his office window. If Bob does his job correctly, the customers leave as soon as he's finished.
He's a professional shitter. He sits on a stage and shits for money.
Mm-hmm. Why do customers leave, and what is Bob's job?
Bob works at a little thing that Adam Sandler likes to call a toll booth, Willie.
No.
He doesn't work at a toll booth?
Doesn't work at a toll booth. Although I guess that could, that actually works. So
Bob, does Bob just, Bob just sits there all day and does nothing while and he's a government job? Yeah, I got a little guess as to who Bob is. Is he the president of the United Frickin' States?
No, he does way, way more than him.
Oh, okay, damn, sorry. Okay.
Bob is a mime. Bob?
A government mime?
A government job.
We had a baby, it's a mime. So he sits, people pay him. As soon as people pay him, they leave. And he
No. Wait, is that right, Aaron? As soon as people pay him, they leave?
No. They pay him, they sit, he doesn't look at them, and then they leave.
And he stares out his office window?
Yeah, that's the part that's a little misleading, but he's certainly staring out a window. Call it an office window.
Is Bob a performance artist?
No.
Is he a prisoner? Is he...
Mm-mm.
No?
Okay. Does Bob...
What has glass?
Buildings.
Buildings.
Yeah, what else, though?
Buses.
A car.
Oh,
he's a bus
Nobody
driver.
Nobody talks to the bus driver.
Come to the back of the bus. It's still an Adam Sandler answer.
It's still an Adam Sandler thing, yeah. I thought that's where you're going when you said Adam Sandler.
I want to see a scene. Japes, you are a bus driver. Mm-hmm. You've just received a call from a scary, scary man, and he says that the bus will explode unless you unless the bus
find it. Find the premise.
Hey, if the bus drops below 54 miles per hour.
Okay, 54 miles per hour. Ma'am, excuse me, ma'am. Ma'am, yeah? Sitting in the front of the bus, ma'am.
Which ma'am?
I don't know. The woman at the
point.
Light blue
just
blouse.
Just point.
Yeah, you both wearing light blue blouses.
Well, mine's more of a cerulean. Huh?
I'm sorry, I don't know. The woman with glasses. Sorry, you're wearing glasses and you're holding drinking glasses. Let's see. The woman with the obnoxious hat.
Oh. That'd be you then, ma'am.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, thank you, ma'am. I just got a phone call. This is terrible, but
do you need me to drive the bus?
No. I mean, do you drive a bus?
No, I mean, if memory serves, the bus driver got shot, and now I need to drive the bus. And I'll win an Oscar serves? Later for The Blind Side.
If memory serves, what are you, Olmec?
No, I just got a call from a man who said if the bus goes below 54 miles an hour, it's going to... Oh, you know what? While we were talking, I slowed down to like 26.
Huh.
Huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is Jeff Daniels your best friend?
The whiskey? Yeah.
You have a whiskey called Jeff Daniels? That's like a potato potato.
Hey, potato's cheaper, baby.
Unplugged.
I'll get potato every time.
Jeff Daniels on the rocks.
Jeff Daniels should come out with a whiskey called Jeff Daniels.
That's amazing. That's a good
undercut
idea.
Undercut the competition.
A scuba diver is 1,000 feet below the surface when the oxygen in his tank runs out. The diver doesn't make it to the surface for nearly 3 hours, yet he doesn't die when his oxygen runs out.
Scuba diver fish.
Scuba diver fish. Scuba diver fish.
Is it Scuba Steve?
Yep.
Are these all Adam Sandler and
Did
Tom
you
Hanks
just
movies?
Watch Happy Gilmore? What's happening?
So he's under there for 3 hours without air?
Mm-hmm.
Is he in a ship? Like, does he have air in some other way?
No.
Is
he dead?
He's in a pool that's been emptied.
Well, he's in a pool that's been emptied?
No, he's dead.
Wow. What?
Mm-hmm.
We never said he lived.
That's pretty good. I like, Aaron, I like that one.
Let me read, hold on.
What are you reading, Aaron? You're reading that he is, in fact, dead?
The diver was already dead when his oxygen ran out and his body floated up to the surface. Wanted to read the exact answer.
I do want to see a scene, because apparently I'm the only one fucking calling scenes today.
I was just about to call a scene.
I
demand to be indignant. It makes me a martyr. I'm Thomas Beckett, mole hair shirt, Canterbury. So I want to see a scene. JPC, you're coming home to your wife, and you were on a mission. You're a scuba diver, and you're on a mission, and your air cut out for 3 hours, and yet somehow you came home alive.
Ooh, a long day of being a senator. Not just a wife.
No, Aaron, I said wife.
I'm tired of being wives and moms. And girlfriends. I'm tired. Okay, long day of being a senator. Ready to have it all. Okay. Oh my gosh, honey.
Hey, I just came in. I actually heard you talking to yourself in the mirror. I'm tired of being a wife.
No. I just
no.
I'm tired
I, no.
Of being...
It's no, Michelle. It's good because I died today. I died for 3 hours, and they brought me back to life.
Oh my god! And what?
Yeah, I was under for 3 hours, and then they brought me back. And my first thought when I came back was that
why am I a professional scuba diver?
Nope. It was that I don't think I want to be married. Does that make sense? I don't think I want. I'm not a husband. I don't think I'm a husband. I don't think I'm a good husband to you. I'm a bad husband to you. And I don't think that it's... I'm not good at this, and I think that this is done.
Your revelation is that you don't want to be with me? When my only title was your wife?
But you're so much more than that. You're a senator. You have the bill. You have the big vote.
Mm-hmm. I also collect docs. I have other interests and hobbies.
Okay.
And you don't need me because you have your ducks and you have your big vote and
guys,
you have tort reform.
I don't want to throw us off, but we are 45 seconds away from this passing the Bechdel test. Let's keep going.
We definitely are not. We talked about him dying. Pull the plug.
Unplug.
If she talks to ducks, that's the Bechdel test.
Okay, I want to see a scene. Adel, you are a scuba instructor in a resort town, and we're all on a boat, and you're giving us the safety instructions. And JBC, we're on our honeymoon, and we're like starting to be a little suspicious if this guy's legit.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, welcome to Des Moines. Of course, we are known for our architecture and also our scuba diving. Now, what we're going to do is go ahead and grab that mask and put it over your mouth.
Okay.
Okay, everyone have that.
Okay. I have a Bane mask.
And make sure there's a tight seal.
And Julia, before I throw the mask over my mouth, I wanted to say just one more time, can't apologize enough for this honeymoon. So sorry.
No.
This is what I get for doing emails late at night. Okay.
I'm just mask happy on. To be here. Okay.
Or, yeah, I'm happy to be with you, Julia. I love you more than anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what? Hold on. I just said I love you more than anything. What'd you say?
And I said, yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, Senator Williams, I didn't recognize that it was you.
Yep, it's me, Senator Williams. Hold on.
No, the woman.
Yeah, it's
women
me.
Can be
well,
senators.
We're both senators.
We're both
Williams.
Senators, that's how we met.
And I took her name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Julia Williams. Uh-huh. Julia Williams, full name, Senator Julia Williams. I said that I love you very much. You're the light of my life.
Oh, okay. Sure.
What is this? What is this response?
Hey, I don't want to overstep my boundaries, but I do want to let you know that moments ago I did receive a phone call, and if this scuba instruction goes under 54 miles per hour, I heard this boat will blow up.
Who let this cartoon dog on this boat?
Unplug.
Perfect.
Guys, I think this show is bad.
Every scene that we do today, no matter what, is about the dissolution of a marriage. whatever you call for.
You guys, are we okay? About. We're having an off night. Anyways, speaking of just continuing to be terrible.
But 100 is going to be great.
Okay. An excited crowd. Oh, that's you. We literally just had a I love you, okay moment again. It's going to be great. Okay.
Fine. Good.
An excited crowd lines the street, waiting impatiently for the main event. They shuffle their feet and gaze about anxiously, arching their necks for a better view. But moments later, before they catch sight of the event they've come to witness, they all quickly scatter. They know there is no real danger, but quickly give up their prized curbside spot and run for cover anyway.
I know it.
Why is the crowd gathered, and what makes them run for cover? What is it, JPC?
I don't want to say it because I want Adel to discover it for himself.
I know it too.
So Adel
needs
it as well.
Yeah, did you want to say? If not, I'll take it. So what?
No. You want to take it, or I can take it.
They're at the annual hologram parade. Of course, hologram parades are a device of the future. It's for people to have fun in a safe way. And when the hologram elephants come out, everyone scatters because it's just instinct to run from an elephant. Is that it?
Well, yeah, that's what I had too. I was going to say that they're at the annual hologram parade. What I was going to guess is that they are pigeons or birds.
No, JPC, Adel is more right. It's a parade.
Oh, ooh. Shit.
And it started to rain at the parade. And that's why they scattered.
It started to rain, and all the people are made of metal, and they don't want to rest.
No other Leon. I would like to see a scene.
Someone left a cake out of
and they're actually going to do the premise, you guys. I'm not even kidding. No bits. They're actually going to do the premise.
Okay.
Adel and JPC, you are two commentators at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and you're just going to talk about all the balloons and floats and marching bands that you see.
Welcome back to the 42nd
Macy's Day Parade. We're here in beautiful New York City, and we are seeing some of the best floats we have seen in a long time. Now, coming down Fifth Avenue right now, where's your lasagna? Because we have Donatello. He's coming around, and he has his bow in hand. Josh?
Yep, that kooky Ninja Turtle loves his lasagna, and there's nothing he loves more than lasagna, except his bow. His bow, which shoots the arrows that make the rat fall in love.
That's right.
That's Donatello passing right by. What a sight. What a sight, Jim.
That's right. Donatello's bow, B-E-A-U, is Hawkeye. He's, of course, engaged to Hawkeye. Clint something, and, of course, we can't remember his last name.
Clint Eastwood. There's the next float coming up. It's a larger-than-life version of Clint Eastwood.
Josh,
he is not aged well, and it's a depiction of him doing the empty chair Obama speech.
Can I just say, Josh, go ahead, make my day. This is a beautiful, beautiful balloon. Of course, has a illustrious career as a balloon. Mm-hmm. Oh, and here, around the corner, here comes a...
Fudge is made. Just a little joke, Chips.
Yeah, okay. Well, speaking of fudge, here's a Toblerone. Here's a giant Toblerone. Of course, this is paid for by the chocolate company Toblerone. Toblerone, yum, yum, chocolate.
Toblerone, when you're on your own, grab a Toblerone.
Okay, and now here comes, we're coming near the end of the balloons, and this is, of course, two balloons in our likeness. This is a little weird. This is something
Josh new. And Chips, here they are.
This is something new they're trying, and it's not flattering.
Well, I would say it's not flattering. I would say it's like looking in... the Pope is here. The Pope has arrived on the parade. Here he is in his Pope-mobile. He's got that big glass covering so no one could shoot him even if you needed to. Or if you wanted to. Not that we would ever say shoot the Pope, because Josh, we have gotten in trouble for that at the Thanksgiving Parade 41. Uh-huh.
Josh, can I just say, the Pope in his Pope-mobile, as he's surrounded by a box of glass, he looks like a little Catholic Zoltar in there. Can I just say that?
I would love to give him a quarto and see what he says. But, of course, he's the Pope, and he drinks Italian coffee, and that's why I said that.
Uh-huh,
Chips,
uh-huh.
It's been quite a parade, and it's been quite a life with you. And it's what better time than to say that after 42 years, I think our marriage is done. I think
what?
That
you
it's...
Don't... Oh, you don't want to be a husband?
I do not want to be your husband anymore. I feel that we have grown apart, and we have become a shadow of ourselves, only commenting on a life that
Thanks,
we live.
Thanks, guys. I'm Missy Reynolds, out here in front of Macy's to interview some of the high school marching bands that have made their way all the way to New York City to do the marching bands. Back to you guys.
Oh, fuck. Wait, we don't get interviewed?
Josh, what about our rock duo, Husband?
Thanks, guys. I'm back here in front of Macy's with two kids from a marching band. Kids, how does it feel to be in New York City?
Baba Booey.
Hot cross buns. Hot cross buns. Ba 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 ba. Hot cross buns. I lost my recorder.
Husbands can still be. Husbands can still be, okay? The music doesn't need to stop, Chips, just because our love has stopped.
Okay, I'm just worried.
Thanks, guys. I'm here talking to the Broadway cast of Yes Indeed. They're about to do a tap number in front of Macy's. What do you say, guys?
And a one, and a two, and a yes, indeed, yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Everything is coming up. Yes, there's no greed. Indeed. Got no sins, no gluttony. Yes, indeed, I'm on my knees. I'm on my knees.
I can't believe they're doing a husband song. This is ridiculous.
Unplug it.
See?
Well, guys, that was honestly one of our more successful scenes we've ever done. Well done, everybody. Congratulations, you guys.
I think the best strategy is to immediately critique them right after we're done with them.
I think also
really going hard on what made them good.
I think also something we should start doing is, like Aaron did, we should preface every scene with like, all right, come on.
I also
all right, come on.
You guys, for just to get you back in line, get us all back in line, I'm going to send, if you're in a good scene, I'm going to send you an edible arrangement.
I think we stopped doing good scenes when our fans stopped giving us good notes. So please.
Oh, no.
We thrive on notes. So tell us what we're doing wrong. We're never going to get better if we can't hear it. We need to have thick skin, guys. We need to have thick skin.
This is my last episode.
All right. Next one. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm ready.
An elderly woman goes for a leisurely walk. Two young men in excellent physical condition are directly behind her, sprinting toward her. What? No matter how fast they run, they do not catch up with the woman.
The woman is Grandma Flash, the DC character that got buried in the 1970s. Grandma Flash, of course, has all the speed of Flash, but none of the youth. Hashtag Grandma Flash.
The woman is Mrs. Magoo. They're running after her, but she's like walking from a construction site beam onto like a big pile of sand, and they're like, they can't get her. She's just, you know, blindly walking forward, and luck is really helping her find her way.
No, sorry, guys. The woman is Tom Hanks in the movie Big.
What? The woman, of course, is Senator Williams. Women can walk too. Senators can walk. And
Mom, I went to sleep last night, and I came back a big woman. Big 2020.
We're gonna make it after all.
Big woman walking down the street. Big woman.
If I was immediately 30, I would not go to a toy store and walk on a piano. That's all I'm saying. That's not how I'd spend my day.
That's
what would you do? What would you do if you okay, so it's obvious. It's going to be hard for you to know, like as a kid, if you woke up 30, what you would do. What you would do. So, Aaron, what would you do if you woke up tomorrow and you were like 10?
Ooh, climb a tree, ride a roller coaster, and go on swings because I can't do either of those things without feeling nauseous anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I'd eat a ton of candy. That's my real answer.
If I was 10, hashtag if I was 10, I would sing all the songs. I would try and drink my weight in Baja Blast, Mountain Dew, Code Red. Yes. I would do a million backflips and finger bang a little bit shoe.
If I woke up tomorrow and I was 10, I would I'd get on TikTok. I feel like I'd see
and
what that's all about.
Finally understand it.
Yeah, I might get it and like be able to like earnestly enjoy it, play around with it, make some TikToks.
I think you would have both been very good at TikTok if that had existed in your youth.
I think too.
Fuck you.
Although I was on my TikTok and Arnie came up.
Arnie Perry?
Other Arnie. Knee Camp.
Oh, same
and
guy.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, he does a lot of hip young dances. Very cool, very hip. Arnie Camp, check it out.
Also, I realized that, you know Katie, who has made some TikToks, some Hey Riddle Riddle TikToks?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
She's so funny and amazing.
She's
but
wonderful.
I realized that way before she did that, someone had sent me, like a theater friend from college had sent me a TikTok that she had made. And I put two and two together, and I was like, she's TikTok famous.
Oh,
she's
but not
so
about
funny.
Us. She had just done a different TikTok.
She had done a different, like, she is, like, has a huge following on TikTok and is amazing. And we'll post her TikTok today. But
so,
way before she sent us TikToks that she made of Hey Riddle Riddle, a friend had sent me a funny TikTok she had done.
There are people on TikTok who are doing, and I'm saying this right, TikToks that aren't about our podcast?
I know. I was surprised, too.
Sorry, I'm a little lost. Aaron, you're saying there was comedy before Hey Riddle Riddle?
I'm saying that there still hasn't been any comedy.
I can't wait for comedy to be invented. I think that's where the show gets good.
But anyways, Katie, you're amazing. Your TikTok is so funny. She's hysterical.
She's
and
outstanding.
The day this episode comes out, I will find it and link to it. Okay. What's the answer to that riddle? An elderly woman goes for a leisurely walk. Two young men in excellent physical condition are directly behind her, sprinting toward her. No matter how fast they run, they do not catch up with the woman.
It sounds like the three of them are at a Gold's Gym and they're all on treadmills.
Yep, they're on treadmills.
Oh, I was going to say these two men are in a reverse rickshaw that she also walks in.
A shawrick?
Wheelbarrowing her forward.
And of course, Japes, that's one of the scenes from your new Adult Swim cartoon, Rickshaw and Morty.
Yes, Rickshaw and Morty, a thing that I can't wait to do a scene about.
Nope. So we're going to do a scene, and I'm going to be an old woman who works out at your gym, and you two are like just two young, two fit guys, and I'm asking you for your help. Would either of you two gentlemen spot me?
Oh, yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Here's $20. No problem. You have a good day.
Thank you so much. I wanted to get a bunch of Gatorade from that machine over there. And
you know
I
what?
Don't carry cash.
Just so you know, the Gatorade is $1.25, so...
Yeah. You can also just run to CVS across the street and buy the Gatorade. If you buy it from the machine, you're going to pay the premium.
Young man, I'm not going to run anywhere. I lift.
Oh, I can go over there and get you the Gatorade. It's no problem.
Would you? You two
yeah,
should date my grandkids.
Both of us?
Yeah.
How many grandkids do you have?
11.
You want us to work our way through your 11 grandkids?
I do.
I don't know, Jason. What do you think?
High five.
Cut to montage.
Wow, I
can't. Everybody's dating all her grandkids.
Everybody's dating 11.
We
feel like
back
eating
to the,
spaghetti
we,
together, breaking up, ruining their lives.
Windsurfing. We cut back to the gym. Oh, well, thank you so much. It didn't
work out. I really want to thank you, though, because I was tired of my grandkids, and you caused a lot of drama. Now we don't have to do any more family reunions. Let's high five in a freeze frame.
One, two, three.
Oh, I died. I've been dead for 3 hours. I'm also a senator and
correct.
A wife.
I died.
The funniest thing you can do when you high five is just scream, I died.
Okay, one more.
I
one
died
more,
is a
real.
Very funny thing to hear someone scream because they did it.
Isn't that a boy band song? And I died by the moon and the stars in your died.
All right. Jenny is moving into her new apartment. The place is filthy, and there are cobwebs everywhere. As she prepares her first meal in the kitchen, she finds a mouse in her box of canned goods. Jenny calmly removes the mouse and continues cooking, not bothering to wash her hands or call the landlord.
It was a stuffed mini mouse doll.
She was cooking cereal, and she poured the mouse prize out. She was cooking a computer, and
she's cooking
the
cereal.
Mouse.
She pulled a mouse. She pulled out the mouse.
Was it a computer mouse?
Well, well, well. Mr. Seven, you've done it again.
Mr.
Seven.
Yes,
it was a computer mouse.
What was she was cooking something?
Yeah, she was cooking in her new house.
How did the mouse fall out?
It was just in her box of canned goods.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
The house is haunted. Why did she scream when she saw a computer mouse?
I didn't. I added that. She didn't. I added that.
Okay. I want to see a scene.
Casey just was like, wow, I'm really seeing the end of Aaron Keefe here. It's okay, wild to watch, I bet.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are a new employee at a business. You are a well-rounded personality. You have many interests. You go kayaking. You enjoy art. You also paint some in oils. You collect ducks. And this is your first day at the job. But what you haven't told your coworker, Japes, is that you are terrified of technology.
Okay, so this is going to be kind of your... ducks, and what you're going to want to do is grab the bag and then pretty much grab the ducks, put them in the bag, and then put the bag in the big hole, and then at the end of the day, we all set fire to the hole.
Wait,
and then tomorrow...
What's that? I'm sorry. What is that in the corner?
I'm sorry?
What is that in the corner?
Oh, that's me losing my religion. Just a little joke. That's just a standard computer. We use that to, at the end of the day, we clock.
Oh, God.
No, at the end of it's fine. At the end of the day, we clock out on that computer.
Amazing,
that's just where we log out. But the majority of your day, you won't need that computer.
Does sound.
Nope. I'm sorry?
All right.
Are you singing American? Okay, American Grace.
Did she just
American
say... Did she just say saved a wrench like me?
Okay, sorry. I just...
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. It's your first day. It's stressful.
No, it's not really. I just like love ducks. Like that part of it's great. It's just the issue is like the...
I'm sorry. You love ducks? You did hear what we do here, right?
Yeah, I know. But like I'm sort of going to sabotage the entire operation.
Okay. You know what? It's a paycheck. Honestly, I'm not here for any holier-than-thou cause. I'm not here to make the world a better place. They tell me to put the ducks...
That is a good question, though. Why are we doing this to the ducks?
I don't think it matters to me super much.
Capitalism.
Same. Unplug.
Sorry, our new sponsor is capitalism.
Capitalism one.
We've always been sponsored by capitalism. We love them. You heard it here, folks. We love to see it.
Japes, do you have anything to plug?
I would like to recommend a book. That book is called The End of Policing by Alex Vitale. V-I-T-A-L-E. I don't know if this is still the case when this comes out, but it Verso Books has the free audiobook of that book on their website, so I advise you to go check that out. Audiobook, ebook. You can download an ebook and like read it from your computer or your whatever book reader. But it's great. It talks about a alternative to policing that we could explore if society, especially our society, decided to go in that direction. I it's a great book. It's a really great read. It's a quick read too, so I highly advise that you check that out. And that's it. Aaron, anything that you would like to plug?
Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram if you're unsure of what to do or where to donate. Or I've been trying to stay on top of who needs the money and what days. I know a lot of people are getting overwhelmed by funds, so I'm just trying to stay on top of that. If you have any questions or need some guidance, message me and we can try to figure it out together.
Hell yeah. Jem and I just got a book called So You Want to Talk About Race. We're excited to read that. I do not know how to pronounce the author's name. It's I-J-E-O-M-A, last name O-L-U-O. So please check that out. So You Want to Talk About Race. And I was also a recent guest on the podcast Cult Classic Callback talking about the movie Beetlejuice. So if you're looking for something to listen to, perhaps check that out.
And that's your favorite movie, right?
Beetlejuice is my favy movie.
Wow, what a coincidence that they had you on to talk about your favorite movie. That's insane.
That is insane. And also, well, the thing I like most about it is that whenever the Maitlands, Adam or Barbara, step outside of their house because they're dead, they end up in like this sand area that's like one of the moons in space, and there's a sandworm. I can't remember what planet it's on, though. Perhaps it's...
that's
Mars,
a good question. Oopa, doopa, Jupiter day. We will keep doing this bit until we're not okay.
Oompa, doompa, I'm going to pull the lever. We're ending now. I'll say bye forever.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle.
What do you get when
no!
Created by Adol Refai.
I'm ending it.
Starring Aaron G.
That was a HeadGum podcast.